with a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dionne Anglin. Grand Cayman sees a slight dip in local gas prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of regular self-service gas has fallen 9 cents to $5.73 a gallon since the last check on August 28th. The average price for premium self-service dipped 6 cents, taking it to $6.18. The average price of diesel is now $6.21. That's up a penny from last week. According to Alfreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park for $5.62 a gallon. That's down 2 cents from the best price last week. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.67 a gallon, unchanged from August 28th. I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, the push continues as nominations are open now for people or organizations who have shaped Cayman's financial services industry. As CIGTV's Kafara Augustin reports, you're being asked to submit your bid for the 2027 National Recognition Awards.
Government will present the honors during National Heroes Day celebrations in January. The awards feature three distinct categories. The first is Founders of the Industry. This will honor up to 25 early pioneers who helped build the financial center before the year 2000. The second is Innovators of the Industry. This will recognize up to 75 people with at least 30 years of service who made major contributions to the sector. The third is Builders of the Industry. This will honor up to 30 organizations that have operated in Cayman for 30 years or more. The deadline to submit nominations is Sunday, October 4th. You can find forms online at gov.ky/YSCH.
In regional news, Martinique media says St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew suffered a stroke and was treated at the University Hospital of Martinique. Martinique La Première reports he was admitted to the ICU on Monday evening after severe headaches and nausea. He was placed under observation and treated by an intensive care team led by Professor Deborah Rozier. His condition later stabilized and doctors do not expect any lasting effects. The Commission of Inquiry investigating the July 18th capsizing of the MV Barima says it remains committed to carrying out its work independently and without fear of favor. The 87-year-old state-owned ferry sank off Guyana while traveling from Georgetown to Port Kituma, becoming the country's deadliest maritime disaster. Authorities have confirmed 73 deaths, with 30 people still missing and presumed dead. Although the official manifest listed 133 people on board, officials now believe 179 passengers and crew were actually on the vessel when it was hit by a large wave and overturned. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Israel's far-right national security minister has outlined a plan for almost 2 million Palestinians to leave Gaza within the next 7 years. Itamar Ben-Gvir, who was speaking ahead of next month's election, claimed there were countries ready to receive Gazans. The UN's weather agency has warned that the current El Niño event could deliver a huge blow to lives and economies. The phenomenon, which causes temperatures to rise in the Pacific Ocean, could be the strongest for more than 7 decades and last until February. More than 700 pupils in Indonesia have fallen ill after eating government-provided free meals. The multi-billion dollar program was introduced last year to improve child nutrition, but has been blamed for several outbreaks of food poisoning. More than 80 migrants are believed to have died trying to reach the Spanish Canary Islands from West Africa. 44 survivors were found on a boat near Gran Canaria. A UN fact-finding mission says foreign networks are helping to sustain Sudan's civil war. It says people in the United Arab Emirates and Colombia have used Chad, Libya and Somalia to facilitate training and weapon deliveries. The feminist writer and activist Gloria Steinem has died in New York. She was 92. A trailblazing journalist, Steinem campaigned for gender equality and abortion rights. A spacecraft sent to explore Mercury has arrived close enough to release two probes that will map the solar system's smallest and least explored planet. The BepiColombo mission was launched 8 years ago. And scientists in Britain have mapped all 124 million connections between the nerve cells in the brain of a male fly. The researchers say they have identified how two key genes create differences which underlie male behaviour. BBC News.
That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dionne Anglin.